Today's shiur is going to be from the Dorim Chaf Chesem at Aleph. We'll start at the Mishnah on Chaf Zayin at Beis, three lines from the bottom of the top. So the Mishnah says like this, talking about how to get out of people who are trying to extort you and wrongfully take your money. Nodrin leharogin lecharamim ulemoichsin. So you're allowed to take a neder if you have people who are coming to kill you, people who are robbing you, or people who are tax collectors. The Mefarish explains, the harogin shehu hoirei gal iske mamon, they'll kill you to take your money. She'im bo lehorgo yochel yidor al zeh shehu shel trumas. The Mishnah is going to say, you can say, look, don't take my food, this is truma. And truma, what do you want? You're not a kohen. So therefore you see that these people were machpid on not eating truma, but they weren't machpid on killing or stealing. V'yomer neder zeh lai im eina shel truma. Right, I'm taking that, this isn't truma. Afa pish eina shel truma. No, it's not really truma. Kedei shlo eat lam. It shouldn't take it from you. V'vish yish chiyav misa lezu, right? If you eat truma, it's a chiyav misa. V'neder mutter, you're allowed to eat the neder. Hainin nami nidrei onsin. This is a further continuation, according to the Mefarish, this category of nidrei onsin. Okay, so let's continue now. What's the matter? As we just saw, says the Mishnah, shehi truma, afal pi she'ein a truma. You could tell you're lying, basically, in saying that it is when it isn't. Shehein shel beis hamelech. Another thing you could take a neder is this belongs to the melech, right? Even though afal pi she'ein shel beis hamelech, really doesn't belong to him. So, you know, these are at first glance, we'll have to see in a minute, we'll see from the Yaakov Kamenetsky as to why you're allowed to do this. Beishamei omrim bechol nodrin, right? You're allowed to take nedarim for anything chutz min a shavua, now on the top of Amud Aleph, except you can't take a shavua. So a neder is allowed, but a shavua is much more machmir, because as we saw, the Ramban on the Seres Adibros, the seriousness of the Shavua, Beis Hillel argues and is more makel, says, af b'shavua. You could even mislead them by taking a Shavua if necessary. So that's the first machlokas between the Beis Hillel and the Beis Shammai. Everybody agrees you could take a neder, but the machlokas, we could take a Shavua as well. Machlokas number two in the Mishnah. Beis Shammai omrim lo yiftach lo b'neder, Beis Hillel omrim af yiftach lo. So now you're negotiating with this person who wants to rob you. So yiftach means to initiate and to take the neder before, even, you know, if he doesn't believe you. He's not telling you to do it, you're volunteering to do this, right? So in that case, what happened, the Beis Shammai says you can't start it, the neder, Beis Hillel allows you to even begin. And the third and final machlokis, in the Mishnah, Beis Shammai omrim bameh shehu madiro, Beis Hillel omrim af bema she'ena madiro. So you can add on to that. According to Beis Shammai, you can only do what he tells you to do, but the Beis Hillel allows you to extend and say more, as the Mishnah explains. Ketzad, what's an example of this third case that's a machlokis? So amar lo, if these the extortionist says to the guy, Emor, you should say, Konam Ishti Nehensli, right? We saw this more earlier quoted, but now here's the Mishnah. My wife should be also for me if this neder is not true. For Omer, Konam Ishti Uvanai Nehensli. Not only my wife, my kids also. So what's the din now? He added on more than was requested from him. So the Beis Shammai Yomim Ishto Muteris Vanav Asurin. Since you added on, which you wouldn't have to, so that part is actually Chal, and your children are Osir, but your wife is Muter. Beis Hillel Omrim, no. Elu ve'elu mutarim. Both your kids and your wife are still mutter to what's it called? Have hanof mu. So let's try to unpack this a little bit. The Rosh over here is, again, we said a minute ago that, you know, you find these types of Jewish bandits that they won't eat the truma, but they'll kill, they'll murder. So the Rosh here at the very bottom says, Shisha truma, afagad katle v'gazle, even though these people are murderers and robbers, lo achle truma, lo achle yisur, they won't eat something that's actually awesome, they're very machbid on their kashrus. Inami, a second teretz, says the Rosh, e nechsha be'inehem, this isn't really important, you know, valuable to them, keep it dumb and mu'atim iknu harbe truma, because for it's cheap, because the laws of supply and demand, only a kohen can eat the truma, and since there's not that many kohanim, so you tell them it's truma, you're saying, oh, it's cheap, you know, therefore that's why they're not interested in it. Two explanations as to why they would, what's it called, not want to eat it once they find that truma. The Tosos here at the bottom says, Shein shel truma, ve'im tomer, Rogin Haramim Shigozim Mamun Viata Kish Oimir Lahem Shahim Shatruma Lo Yigzlu Osam De Inam Mishavnin Ki Im Ligzol Vol Isura. They only can't steal, not do it. Kim Shainam Ruya Lachila Luzarin, right? Elam Mohsin. But okay, so if you had the tax collectors, how is this gonna get them off your back? We understand that the, you know, the stealers, my anhane la'ilam yishal ameches, right? What's going to do? So Yeshlomer says, Tosus, the very bottom, shalo hayu ragilin likach meches zu bimolichi truma l'kohanim. So they didn't take taxes from these types of people, so that's why they would leave you alone. But I think really the bigger picture over here is, how are you allowed to do this, right? Midavar sheker tirchak. And in the Sefer HaChinuch tells us on the mitzvah in Parshas Mishpatim, it's such a disgusting midah, it's a mius, and no bracha comes from when person lie, so you just have to stay away from this. From the tachlis harichuk, that's why by other yisurim you don't find a lashon of distancing oneself, but here midavar sheker tirchak, and how it affects it changes the essential nature of a person's neshama, and they become accustomed to lying. So in this, we'll pull from the Sefer Emes Liakov, Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal. He's explaining, you know, when you're deceiving a fraud, that's considered to be preserving the truth. Because the fraud is trying to take something that's really not his. So by you preserving the state of truth of affairs by not giving the thing he's trying to get from it. He brings here from this with Yaakov and Esav. He says, Be'emes lamadnu mikan yisod gadol b'mahusa emes. From this story of Yaakov and Esav, where it appears again that Yaakov is saying things that are not entirely true, we learn the mahus, the essence of what emes is really all about. Dehini lahalon ala pasuk b'achicha b'mirma, right? Targum Unklus, your brother came with Mirma bechochma, so he came with chochma and did it. Bir hadavar, what does that mean? That Yaakov acted with chochma. Bir hadavar who shegam haemes tricha sheteamer lefi cheshbon. You have to make a cheshbon when you're coming to tell the truth. In other words, Yaakov says an example. Let's say Reuven is running and hiding because Shimon's out Reuven's being chased. And he comes to hide in Shimon's home, and the murderer comes to Shimon's house and says, "Hey, is Reuven here?" So I'm going to be honest. I'm going to say, yes, he's hiding in my basement. I'm like, no, I never saw Reuven. Are you saying that he lied? No, that's called the truth, because even though it wasn't the absolute truth, technically he is in his house, but the truth is the higher ideal than the saving the life. So this is a very slippery slope, because people think I can lie whenever I want to because it serves my ideals. But he says like this, we're skipping a little bit. Elavadai shelefamim, occasionally mutter la'adam lehishtamesh bederech ha'aroma fi lahasig es Vokshow. Sometimes you have to use deceptive means in order to get it, right? Okay. Ukashahu bolide his modus im ramoi. And this is really the connection to our Mishnah. If someone is trying to cheat you, which we'll see, that's really what the Gemara is going to say. These people, these weren't literally the lawful taxes. These were people who were collecting illegally, right? Suma suga shel Esav, and they belong to the sug of Esav. Lefamim ein manus mishtami bederech harama lehish tam tut. You have to sometimes use these deceptive or evasive things to get out of someone who's trying to cheat you, and that's not considered to be a perversion of the midah of emes. All right, okay. So let's start the Gemara now. We have the Gemara's going to talk about a different issue also about following the law of the land. Ha'amar Shmuel. Okay, this thing you're allowed to take a neder in order to get out of paying taxes. Dina de machusa dina. You have to pay. That's dine mamonos. You know, that's a major idea. So there's a very well known ran over here in this concept of dina de machusa dina. So the ran is 1, 2, 10 lines down. Davke b'malchei nochrim omer dina machusa dina. This applies, according to the Ran's understanding, only by non-Jewish governments. Bibnei Sha'eret Shalo, he owns the land. The king of the country, it's his country. V'yachal lo imalim, he can say to you, im lo tase mitzvosa, if you don't keep my commandments, I'm telling you, egarish eschem min haaretz, I'm going to kick you out. So that's why you have to follow the land, because it owns to him, and you're staying in his land. Ahava b'malche Yisrael, but in Eretz Yisrael, lo. That's not the case. L'fisha Eretz Yisrael, kol Yisrael shutfin bo. Because according to the Ran's understanding, it's not a deal, we're guests there, we have a right to be there, and the melech can't kick us out. So from this, people might want to try to evade taxes in Eretz Yisrael, or Rav Wozner has a tshuva was asked, are you allowed to run a red light? Because that's din de machusa. So of course you can't run a red light. This is security. Anything that's done for security, you have to follow. And Rav Shechter points out that this shita of the Ran, it was nidche entirely according to halach. They don't paskin like this. You don't have to pay taxes or follow the government in Eretz Yisrael. It's in Reish Lamed Beis. We do follow this, but it's like any other services that they're providing for you. You know, if you live in a co-op, so you pay for them to collect your garbage, you pay for them to do the landscaping, for the gardeners to come, and all the pool, whatever it is, whatever services you're getting, you pay for that. So that's what it is. It's a shutfus like this. The Rashbam brings down, I think, about Basra, that the concept of dina de machusa dina is like a hischaivis midas, right? That you submit yourself to this. Other shitas out there, maybe it's all running within Hefker, based in Hefker, maybe it's working in other approaches, it's Kiwish Milchama, whatever it is, the bottom line, we have to, in terms of Dini Mamonos, we have to follow the laws of the land. So how could you not pay the taxes? That's the Gemara's question. So Amar Rav Chinina, Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Shmuel, no. B'moches she'en lo kitzba. We're talking about a tax collector where there's no real set amount. This guy just arbitrarily takes from it. It's totally unfair. This isn't a real Dina de Machusa Dina. That's when you have set taxes. If you fall within this bracket, this is how much you have to pay. But in this case, the moches is someone who's just, you know, extorting the system. So for that, you're allowed to protect yourself and say that it really belongs to Truma, belongs to the king. Debei Rabbi Yane Amar, Yeshiva Rabbi Yane said, the moches ha'oimin me'elav. This is a person, a tax collector who did this himself independently. He's not working within the government or the kingship. So again, it's the idea that He's taking things that are unlawfully coming to him. Okay, so now we'll go on. Shehein shel beis hamelech, afal pi shehein shel beis hamelech. Right, you're allowed to say they belong to the king, and though they don't. So hechi nader. What exactly is the lashon? Omer of Amram, Omer Rav, but Omer ye asru peros ha'olam alai. These things should be asr to me. Im einem shel beis hamelech. If they're not belonging to the kings, that's how he says. Okevan de Amar ye Osru. Once the guy said that they're Osir, say itasar la kopir de Amar. So then all the fruits in the world really should become Osir to him because he said something and it's not really true. So but Omer no Hayom. Really, the guy, you know, cuts back and says no, it'll be Osir to me today. I'm not going to eat this piece of fruit today. So that's not really such a strong netter. How's that going to... You tell the guy, like, he wants to eat your things. No, it's a netter. So I won't eat from it today. He'll say, Shkoich, really, I don't believe you. You just won't eat for today, but tomorrow you will. You're lying to me. Ve'ida amr hayom lo mekabo mine moches. That's not going to accept it. He's going to realize you're lying. The whole thing's a joke. So the word says, no. Be'omer belibo hayom. What he says in his heart is hayom, umoti bisfasov stam. But he doesn't really speak it out. Va'afagav the sphere law and devarim devlevesh enam devarim. And normally we say the devarim shel enam devarim because it's not considered to be, if you don't speak it out, something's very significant. That's not, we don't consider that. Legabi onsin shiny. For this case, when it's an onus, it's totally beyond your control. So we're going to be making and allow you to make this like mental stipulation that you added hayom in order to limit the netter. And therefore that's how you get out of it. Okay. Next case, quotes from the Mishnah. Beishamei omrim bakol. Again, you're allowed to take a neder, but you cannot take a shavua. And the Beis Hillel said you could take both, neder and shavua. So Beishamei omrim bameh shehu madiro, Beis Hillel omrim af b'she'en madiro. Ketzad omr lo konim ishti nehenesli, v'omr konim ishti yavane nehenenli, Beis Shamei omrim ishti muteres vane uvonav usurim beisilda omrim elu ve'elu maturim. Okay, that's the whole quote from the Mishnah. Amar Rav Huna. So, Tana, we learned as follows. Beishamei omrim lo yiftach lo b'shavua. That you're not allowed to initiate the shavua unless this guy who's trying to extort the money from you doesn't believe you in the first place. Beisilda omrim, but the Hillel says, af yiftach lo b'shavua. You could even start before he asks us. So I don't want to be medayik. LeBeis Shammai b'shavuahu d'lo yiftachlo. The diak would seem that according to Beis Shammai, it's only a shavua that you cannot initiate and start off with. Ha b'neder yiftachlo, but a neder you could. Ma'atanan, if that's our diak, so what do you mean? We learn Beis Shammai omrim lo yiftachlo b'neder. You're not allowed to start off by taking the neder, only if he asks you to do it. Visu, and another kasha from Rav Huna. Miftach hu delo yiftach lo b'shavua. If you want to be medayik again, it says that he can't take a shavua. Hameder neder b'shavua, but he could take a neder if he insists upon it. V'hatanan Beis Shammai omrim, Beis Shammai says bechol nodin chutz m'shavua, and the Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to take a shavua, right? So even if he doesn't initiate one, he still can't do it. So what's the din? So one way, there's going to be two ways of resolving this. The first way is Tana Masnisin ben Neder. The Mishnah taught us the halacha about a neder, hodiacha kochan de Beis Shammai, to tell us how far the koach of Beis Shammai says, who says you can't start off even with a neder, and Tana Brisa de b'shavua, and then by the Brisa, we by the Shavua, hodiacha kochan de Beis Hila, to tell you the chiddush of the within Beis Hillel, because they say even though you could start even with a shavua, so it's obvious according to the Beis Shammai, you can't start with a neder and you can't take a shavua at all. So the brisa isn't really a kasha against the diak you wanted to make against Beis Shammai. It's not really good. But it's fascinating that we're making a diak within the Mishnah of Beis Shammai. So on this, the Rosh points this out, Beis Shammai is the machmir. Why are we doing that? Right? The Rosh writes, Afagab the koch hetera odif. Right? Normally we like to show you the chiddush was in the koch of heter, not how strongly it's also. So abraisa kosamech, we know that the Mishnah we had the braisa. Va'ashma'ina and bo koch de hetera. So in the braisa we'll see the koch de hetera, but in the Mishnah we're going to show you that it's really also according to Beis Shammai. A second way is, no, maybe it's really, the diak isn't really what we're working with over here. A second answer is Ravashi. Ravashi omer hachi katani. No, this is how you learn. The Bryce is not talking about taking a netter where these guys are robbing you. It's talking about something else. Beis Shammai omrim ein she'ele b'shavua. Beis Shammai is talking about something totally different. You're not allowed to be shoel to get out of taking a shavua, right? And when you're talking about you can't yiftach, that's talking about going to him to get you out of it. Beis Hillel says yesh she'el b'shavua, and the Beis Hillel says no, you are allowed to petition chacham to get you out of to do a dissolution for your shavua. So it's a totally different answer. Again, the first way was that the diak isn't really necessarily a good diak, and the second way is no, we're not even talking about that at all. We're talking about totally different idea of doing a she'ela. Okay, in Mitzvah Shem, the next year we'll pick it up with the Mishnah at the bottom of Amud Aleph.